Next time on Roleplay Rookies. After arriving on Earth, we set off for the old man Brock had possessed, who conveniently lived within walking distance of the Bifrost. Upon arriving, we got Darius' attention, only to be told we weren't worth his time and ignored. Unsure of where to go next, we ran into the director, David Steele, who informed us that he could give us a ride if we'd be willing to help take down one of Darius' horsemen, the Horsemen of Famine. Director Steele took us to the Amazon, where we instigated a fight with Famine, but not before accidentally granting him two extra clones due to an unfortunate use of a random potion.
Oh, yeah.
When all hope seemed lost, Toby consumed a magical figure, transforming him into a T-Rex, while Gavin escaped Famine's clutches and got on Toby's back. Join us today to see if we can beat Famine and his clones.
Is there any way we can retcon the entire last session? What was I thinking?
You know, there was a lot. We did a lot last time. Also, we took random potions, both Jordan and I, or sorry, Toby and Brock. I don't know if you guys remember that too.
I do.
You guys also have to remember there is a bear present.
Yep. Oh, right, because you have a musk now. Attracting wild animals. And my hair is purple. All right, that's what it was.
Gosh. This is going to be good. This is going to be good. Yeah, I mean, last episode was kind of a mess, but it was fun.
I like that we gambled everything on these potions.
And we completely lost.
We lost so bad.
We did a bad job.
Hey, last episode was more like a PTA of against gambling. Don't do it.
Oh, good. It's a school special.
Yeah. But yeah, hey, I hope you guys survived this.
Me too, man.
So do I.
You know, I prefer living. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Me too. Okay, then. Let's get this started. All right. So last episode, we started the fight against Famine. And this boss fight was supposed to be challenging enough. But then Gavin decided to make a little more difficulty to give him two clones of himself. And last time, he grabbed all of you, and Toby, you became a terrifying...
Tyrannosaurus Rex, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. When I was editing the episode, I was thinking about putting like chicken sounds because we don't know what T-Rex sounds like.
I think you should go back and do it.
Okay. That was Jordan.
Was that the bear that he showed
from Jurassic Park? Is it not?
No, not even close.
Is this why we don't let Jordan do Foley?
Hold on. I was just trying to find.
What did I do? You gotta pull up that. Okay, you gotta be wrong.
Oh, he's going for it.
That was good.
Sound.
Danny's still mad about Jordan's comment.
Here.
Are you gonna play it?
Yeah, I think it's loud enough that... Not even close. Are you freaking kidding me?
That's exactly how I said it.
Jordan kind of sounds like a creaky door in a movie.
You got double.
I nailed it, and you're just jealous.
Like, well, imagine this. I'm in a spooky house, and I think I hear a ghost, and there's a door closed. I go to open the door, and...
That's exactly
right. Yeah, that's the one. Or you're walking into Jurassic Park.
You're right, and the door is squeaky.
You see a terrifying terrifying T-Rex and you hear
I'm immediately less terrified right now.
They dropped his mic of laughing so hard.
Sorry about that. Sorry about all the noise.
Knock his mic over.
Okay. You're a T-Rex. And Gavin, he uses his item to repel himself up forward, and he landed very nicely on your back. And I had to cut this, but John D do a dexterity saving throw, and he got nat 20. I had to cut it
for time
because the audio, just that part of the audio, was corrupted.
I hate that happened.
Not because I forgot to give John the role. Yeah. That audio was corrupted. It was weird.
Danny is as generous as he is good looking.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Do I get inspiration?
Yeah.
I'm gonna use that.
So last time I gave all of you still one chance to do something. So Jack and Brock, you both have the opportunity to do something before we start the official fight. Now, I know both of you have definitely know what you're going to do because you guys had 2 weeks to think this over.
100%.
That's more scary that he was ready.
So, who's going to do what? Who's going to start? Do you want to start, Jordan?
I'm going to wait until the moment's right.
Okay.
Are you holding an action or are you trying to think of something to do?
No, I'm holding an action. Okay. Well, I'm not doing anything right now, but I will do something.
You're choosing to be held down by this.
Yeah, just a reminder, you're covered in vines and being like restrained.
I hold my action until a powder of gun or a barrel of gunpowder appears.
I look for a bomb.
What about you, Josh? Jeff?
Was I grabbed by vines too?
Yes, everyone was.
And they're pokey.
I mean, I'm going to be trying to break out of the vines.
Okay, so how do you want to do it? Do you want to just do it? Remember, you're just human.
Oh, crap, right. I'm not a fighter. I'm a human.
Yeah.
I'm a commoner at best.
Well, humans are fighters.
Okay.
Okay, nerd.
He sounds like one of those motivational guys.
You're a fighter. You are worth it. People are happy to see you.
He's, you are good looking.
He's as motivational as he is good looking.
Double inspiration.
All right, what do you want to do, Jack?
I mean, I'm going to be trying to break out of the vine.
Okay, throw him at the 20.
Okay, great.
Do you have like a knife on you or something?
Not the purple one.
Dang it. I'm going to burn that purple eye.
No, you won't. That is a 3.
Okay, you're still stuck.
Fantastic.
All right. I tried. Brock, are you still...
That sounded a lot like a T-Rex. Did you guys hear it?
Yeah. That's.
I thought he played the recording again.
Yeah. Do you guys want to see my T-Rex impersonation? Ooh. Don't even close.
Nailed it.
Anyways, let's roll initiative. Okay, so the order of initiative is Josh, John, Nate, me, and Jordan.
So, stopped. Brain stopped.
Josh goes first.
Josh goes first. Yep. Then you, then Nate. And then
if it's a circle minus Josh.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember Josh's character's name. My entire brain.
Jack!
Guys.
Come on. It's such a. It's so different from my real name.
Jack, who Josh plays. So it's Jack, Gavin, and Toby, and you guys, me. And then Brock.
Yep. Okay.
Just remember who goes before and after you. That's all you need.
Yeah. No, I just want to remember everyone's names.
And just to remind me, you guys do have your same HP that you had, level 10. That your HP does not change.
Whoa. What level?
Level 10, right?
We're level 10?
Yes.
Pardonnez-moi?
Yep, we are.
Okay,
we're level 10.
My bad.
Wait, what level do you guys
know? I just need to adjust some
10. Plans. We were 10.
We're 10. We're level 10.
6.
6?
Yeah.
No.
You have never level 6.
You're leveling us up.
Why would you say that?
I'll tell you what. I did the pets encounter to be a level 10 encounter.
So, do you want to bump it down or do you want us to bump it up?
Okay, wait. Here's the thing, though. You kind of made us all level 0 officially last episode.
Yeah, but your HP go up, though.
Yeah, I need to fix it.
Okay, so our HP is level 10, but nothing else.
Yes. Because I think we discussed last episode.
Well, that's good because then we'll...
The physical changes that you guys went through change your body. Like, you're buff now.
Like puberty.
This is an after-school special.
We're going back... we figured that after the level up that we're going to the fight, and it's Jack's turn. Now it's back to you.
I mean, I'm still wrapped up in the vines?
You are, buddy.
Then I'm still going to be trying to get out of the vine.
You still have your lighter, don't you, smoking habit?
He has items that he can absorb. He has options.
He's just going to struggle.
Yeah, he just chooses to struggle, but that's okay.
Okay, fine. Like
no, you stay there.
I mean, okay, that... If we're burning items, I'll activate my flame axe so that I can escape the vine.
Okay.
He has two.
Yeah, so do you want to use it or do you want to absorb its power?
Guess I'll use it.
Okay, you free yourself.
Sweet.
Okay, but that will be your action.
But what if I have two attacks?
You don't because you're not fighting anymore.
Crap.
That's why I gave you the opportunity to do something before.
I see.
All right. Next, we got Gavin.
What am I doing?
It's your turn.
Sorry.
You're currently on top of a T-Rex.
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. How far am I away from my nearest opponent?
He's right in front of you. 10 feet.
Like, I'm 10 feet in the air? No, you're on my
I'm
back.
I'm on the T-Rex.
Oh, well, I'm 10 feet from him.
Oh, you're 10 feet, and then I am probably...
If you do the Pythagorean theorem, you're like 13 feet away, diagonally speaking.
Yeah.
Why would you do that to me right now?
Yeah, that works for me.
I don't know how tall a T-Rex is.
Who really knows?
Who really knows? Probably the people who looked at their bones.
Nah.
I'm going to guess 25 feet tall.
Right. 25. Cool. Can I do a plunging attack on this guy with my Vorpal Blade?
Of course. You got to roll just a d20 if you just roll yourself.
Just a d20?
Just a d20.
Any other things?
No, because it's just you. If you're not going to absorb any items, you power yourself up. I know.
Okay, fine. It's fine.
Drink another potion.
What's the worst case?
You miss.
Okay, fall. Okay, yeah, I miss. That's all that happens.
Can he absorb a random potion to regain his powers?
Oh. Absolutely.
If I rolled a 17, does that work?
That hits.
Hooray!
Yay!
Do I do damage now?
Yes, do the normal damage. I'm not going to change the damage modifier.
I wish I'd rolled a 20 and then I could just slice his head off. Oh, well. Where's the button? Oh, here's the button. Stitches the Vorpal Blade.
So what I'm going to do...
11 damage.
Okay.
Hi-ya!
Wait, so you jumped off of the T-Rex onto...
Plunging downward onto him with my sword.
Yeah, he stabbed him.
I'm saying that just should add an extra little bit of damage. I'm just saying.
Nah.
I mean, attack is the most effective form
He's
of
done that to me, too.
All right, let's go with Nate.
All right.
No?
Okay. T-Rex, I look with my big T-Rex face at this this guy he just stabbed that he plunging attacked to, and I am going to chomp at him. I'm going to do a biting attack.
He's doing a biting attack.
Okay. I got a 20.
That hits.
All right. The biting attack does... Oh, wait. That's the wrong one. Sorry.
You have so many tabs with dice.
Yeah. It doesn't let me... Anyway, 33 damage.
Whoa.
Now, the T-Rex gets a multi-attack, but
assuming, yeah.
I cannot hit the same target as the first attack. So am I near another
close
clone?
To each other?
They're all next to each other.
They're like buddies.
All right. I'm going to use my... Oh, by the way, is this guy medium or small?
They are large.
They're all large?
But they're just
no,
people.
No, they're human. They're humans. They're medium.
Okay. Well, the one I bit is now grappled. So he's restrained unless he makes a DC save of 17.
Does he make it right now?
Yeah. I mean, you could make it on your turn if you want.
What is the
17. He has to roll a 17.
For what? Strength, dexterity?
Grapple. So strength, I think.
Strength.
Yeah.
He has a
strength or... So it'd be athletics or acrobatics. 17.
Oh, he got 16. He fails.
All right. So he's grappled. I got one in my mouth, guys. And then I use my enormous tail to hit another one of these guys, whoever's closest to me, left or right. And I rolled a 30.
Woo, that hits.
Yeah, it does. And damage to that guy is 23 damage, tail damage.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Nothing seems to happen from that one, though.
Okay. It is going to be my turn now. Okay, so guy number one, he's going to try to escape your mouth. He fails again, so he's still there.
Loser.
Nice.
guy number two is going to attack you with his... He summons two swords, and he's going to swing both swords at you. What's your AC?
Do I use my normal character's AC, or should I use the T-Rex's AC?
It'd be the T-Rex's.
Okay. The T-Rex's AC is 13.
Okay, so I hit you both times, and that's equals to 50 damage.
Yikes. All right, guys. T-Rex Nate is...
That's not a good
I mean, T-Rex Toby's getting hurt.
And now the third one is going to cast a spell on you. He's going to cast Reduce on you.
Oh.
And
he's going to make me small.
You're going to have to make a constitution saving throw of 17.
I mean, to be fair, a half-sized T-Rex is still pretty big.
It's a velociraptor.
I got a 20.
Size of a horse.
Oh, you passed.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, good try.
That's all they can do. That's now it's a favorite Brock's turn.
I want a little bit more of a clarification on what attracting animals means with my musk.
Oh, right, from the potion.
Like
20.
Are they okay?
Oh.
Does he become a druid? They're like, that guy smells so good. I'm willing to die for him.
There are so many implications to what does this do?
Two.
You got two?
I got it.
Wait, I just think now.
Another T-Rex comes out of the woods. This one is antagonist.
Also, I'm curious. I'm an animal now, right?
He sees you. Mm-hmm. He sees you.
Just saying.
It's true as I can play this.
Either attacks Jordan or...
Oh, he wants to make...
Sorry, he attacks Brock.
Or he wants to make love.
Yeah. I think that one's worse.
I mean, depending on the species, it's... It was a bear? Love.
Yeah.
A bear in the Amazon?
Yeah, what is a bear in the Amazon?
I don't know.
Should have made it a panther
said a
or something.
A bear ran into the...
it's the panther that killed Tarzan's parents.
Oh, gosh.
That's worse.
No, it's a bear. It's the only bear in the Amazon. It got lost. It took the long bus. Anyways, he sees you as a prey, and he wants to eat you.
Dang it.
There are bears in the Amazon.
Are they?
They are spectacled bears.
There oh,
he has little glasses.
Nerd bear?
Yes, he has little glasses.
What's a nerd bear going to do to you?
He looks at you, he fixes his glasses, and goes, sir, how about you kill you?
Oh, they're cute.
He says, your waifu is trash, and then he attacks you.
Okay. They can weigh up to 400 pounds.
That was a good joke.
That was funny.
Thank you.
I added the last track behind the
joke. All right. That's all I ask. Mm.
There's a lot about these bears that would be problematic if it wanted to mate with you.
John asking.
Well, good thing it just wants to maul me to death.
The safer option, actually.
You got.
This is the bear all the women want to be in the woods.
Is there only a bear or are there?
It's just a bear. And by the way, Toby is a T-Rex with purple hair.
Hey, wow, this got real anime.
So, tell me how enveloped. And you know what? I'm gonna do what do you call it? A
perception check.
Perception check. Just to kind of see, and we'll see what situation I'm in.
You see Vine? No, sorry. You're in charge.
He's still stuck in vines. I don't think he understands that.
1 second.
I'd like to observe my surroundings while I'm in.
Like, am I encased in vines?
Yes.
Okay, so it's around me.
Yes.
So the bear can't get to me.
You are up in the air. That's fair.
I am up in the... Okay, I'm up in the air.
All right. Wait. All right. Okay, we're...
Come on. He grabbed you and picked you up.
In vines.
Okay. Yeah.
Vine shot out of the ground, wrapped around him, and then like...
So these vines,
in the air.
Okay. Are they like thick vines?
Yeah, thick enough to hold you.
Can I break free of these vines?
If you roll a d20.
If you roll well on a d20.
I feel like luck is on my side.
You roll a 1, a 2, and 3 so far. This game.
What is that?
That is actually a nat 20. Danny's eating his words right now.
Okay, you're free.
I'm not only free, Danny.
Yeah, come on. That was a nat 20.
Okay, so what you want? You tell me what happened.
I wrap the vines around my arms and yank on both sides, ripping them from the original vine they had, thus making 2 vine whips.
So does this count as Jordan's last rich person?
No.
No, poor people have vines.
Fair enough.
Okay, you have 2 vine whips.
Remember, this is all actually kind of plausible because he's buff now.
I mean, now he's like, he's the Amazon Kratos.
Now, here's the thing, though.
He is Tarzan.
The other guys are just so distracted that the platform that I'm standing on doesn't move. It's just the top that comes off.
Oh, sure.
So I'm just standing on top of this little mountain of vines with 2 vine whips.
Okay.
Which works until the bear mauls the vines underneath you.
The vines are poison.
I mean...
That's maybe a rich person thing. I don't have the money for poison vines.
Vine's not poison.
There's a premium for that.
Are there such thing as poison vines?
Sure.
I think you have to dip it in poison. Well, and then that has the implication of, did we get poisoned when the...
Yeah, no, I have to say no to that, I would say.
I don't want to be poisoned.
Okay, I'm just looking really cool.
You do.
Okay, so now I am going to... Let's see. How close am I in proximity to these clones?
10 feet.
And I'm up on the top?
Okay, yeah, 12 feet.
If I jump down to them with the whips.
Oh, well, I won't be able to give you an action. I didn't give Josh an action, so that's all you
true. Okay,
do.
I'm okay.
All right.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Now let's get back to Jack.
So my axe currently works as the flame axe.
That yes.
Okay. If I attack with it, do I get to use my fighter stats, or do I just...
You roll the 20, because that's what I made John do, and by the attack, the damage is a normal damage. Unless you absorb something.
I don't like my odds, but...
It could also be a sun bear.
Okay. Welcome to Bear Talk.
I have not been paying attention to in the last, 10 minutes, because I've been reading about bears.
Jorah has whips now.
Yeah, I did catch that part.
And if I absorb the item, then I do get my fighter levels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to absorb the item.
The axe?
Wait, it's a one-time absorb, though.
But he has one more axe, so he could...
Yeah, it's just gone.
He can... he'll be good.
Now, is that my full action to absorb the axe?
No, I'll let you absorb
it
as a bonus, yeah.
Fantastic. I whip around the hunting rifle that I got from David Steele.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
And I'm going to fire with that. Let's see where...
Okay, and I'll say this. I'll add a little cool. Because you deabsorb the fire axe, when you grab the rifle, you can feel the energy of your axe going through your rifle. And now the bullets will be fire bullets.
He's got a flamethrower.
Yeah.
It's like not a hell diver. Ghost Rider gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what that means. Yeah.
Josh doesn't watch enough shows.
That is a 9.
Even with your modifier?
Don't you have 2 actions? Because you're a fighter?
Yep.
Hit again. Throw again.
Okay, now we're talking. That is a 22.
That hits. Roll damage.
That is 13 damage.
Okay. Good damage. It hurts him. He goes, hey! Sorry. There you go.
Thank you.
There, that's closer to someone that just got shot with a hunting rifle.
Okay, next we go. It is our friend Gavin.
Gavin is distracted looking at the bear.
I'm reading.
He's studying the bear.
Although I did study the bear extensively. But that's not what I'm going to worry about right now.
Okay.
Because I don't have my talk to animals thing right now. I was going to hit him with my sword again.
Okay, roll it.
Yeah, let's do it. You just a d20. I got an 11.
Oh, that misses.
That's too bad.
Okay, Toby.
All right, so I have one in my mouth, so I can't bite anyone else. I'm going to bite him again.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait, never mind. You missed. They did the shrink thing on you, right?
Yeah, but they missed.
Okay. They missed.
I think I should get advantage on this since he's in my mouth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good, because I got a 17 for that first one. 23 for the second one.
That
okay.
hits him by the way.
I bite him again, do a total of... Oh, I rolled so bad. 19 damage. And then I smack the other guy with my tail again. And is a 15 hit?
No.
I miss. And that's my that's all I do.
Okay.
I bet the guy again. How's this guy looking?
Bloody.
Looking bloody. I can taste it because he's in my mouth.
He's almost dead.
You know on Jurassic Park, the scene where he plucks that guy out of the porta potty that falls apart?
Which one?
The first one.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
Okay, sorry.
He was so offended.
Dang it. Jurassic Park.
There we go. Yeah.
Daddy's one thing he knows.
I quit. Yeah, that's the scene I imagine. This is like, dude, and he's like, and
they all feel the same pain.
No!
Okay, it's my turn. So the first guy is going to try to escape it again. Nope, he's still there. He got 12. Gosh, that guy is not lucky.
Yeah, he's comfortable in there.
You had good dental hygiene. Very tough teeth.
The best T-Rex around, actually, yeah. As far as dental hygiene goes.
The second guy's going to do his whips on you. That hits. And that also hits.
This is the guy in your mouth currently?
The second guy.
Oh, second guy.
Spit him out!
So that is going to be... 6 to 6 damage.
Okay. Fun.
What happens?
I have like 10 damage or 10 health left.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Holy cow, you have a ton of health.
Well, I was a T-Rex.
Oh, that's true.
As a T-Rex, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to work, but once I like get out of like all my health, I turn back to a person. Mm-hmm. But then I don't know if like the T-Rex is still in my stomach, like the figurine I swallowed, or if I like spit it out, or if I have to like wait for it to pass naturally later and I have to like...
Or pass on naturally.
Or pass... I don't know. We'll figure that out later.
Lay an egg.
One way.
Lay an egg. That
was a girl T-Rex the whole time.
One way or the other, that statue needs to come out.
The third guy would try to heal with his vines.
He try does. To hit me?
Yeah.
What? I thought he... Okay, go ahead.
You're the big threat now. He does hit you for 25 damage.
All right, I'm a person again.
Okay, so the third guy is now... The first guy is now free. That's all their actions. Let's go to Brock.
Okay.
Brock, hit the guy who's bloody.
Is the guy that I attacked the main guy, like not the clone, like the original body?
They're all the same now. They're all clones. Unless you guys can roll something.
Well, here's the thing, Danny. The clones disappear after so many hours.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Let me check.
It was like 1d4 hours or something.
Oh.
Well, we haven't been fighting for 4 hours. We've been fighting for like 3 minutes.
All I'm saying is
if
we kill the original body and run away, the clones will die eventually on their own.
Outside of the fog wall!
Okay, Brock, what you want to do?
I'm looking for the bloody one.
Okay.
And then I pounce with my two whips.
Okay, roll an attack, I guess. Just under 20.
Let's see. 12.
That misses, my guy.
Oh, man. Anyway, that's it.
All right.
Can't do anything else.
All right.
Do I, like, face plant? Because I'm midair.
Yeah, you face plant.
Okay.
It's embarrassing.
Well deserved.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Near him?
Yeah, right in front of him.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Jack, only D&D character right now. What are you going to do?
I'm going to reload my rifle and shoot it again.
Kill the guy who's bloody.
At the guy that's bloody. Let's see. That's one shot is a 15.
That miss.
The other's a 23.
That hits.
Fantastic.
Man, I was doing so much damage as a T-Rex.
That's a lot of damage.
That was fun, though.
It was. I liked it. I want to be a T-Rex again.
You can play the new game from software.
That is 19. 19 damage.
Okay.
He's dead.
Very close to dying.
Come on,
Gavin.
Come on.
Finish him up.
Okay, it's going to be Gavin now.
Cool.
John just looks up completely confused, like, wait, where am I?
Did you guys know that you can't?
Bare facts with John.
I'm currently deciding between two options. Either swing my sword one more time or just hit him with another random potion and hope it does a bad thing.
The bloody one?
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Three more clones. That's what possibly could go wrong.
It's not even the worst, probably.
No, it's not. Should I roll one? Let's do it.
Okay, he's doing it.
Gavin pulls out a potion and throws it at him.
Okay, what is the potion do?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I pull out the potion and I throw it at him. It's a thin, watery liquid that is an aquamarine color. It smacks him and he begins to have a dark vision of an elder god. He falls under the effects of fear for 1d4 hours.
Yo. Would you throw that at the bloody one?
No.
No.
He's the bloody one. Yeah, that's where I was aiming at.
You guys would see it splashing the others too.
Yeah. No, I'm in the splash. I throw at him and he begins seeing
Darius. He's
Darius.
True sense of Darius and he's terrified. And the other two clones like, what the heck is going on with this guy?
Maybe he can like proselyte to the other ones. He's like, Darius is not a good guy.
He's terrified. He will not have a turn. For the rest of the fight.
Cool.
Okay. Let's now go to Toby.
I would like to make a perception roll or an insight check or something to see. I'm specifically looking on the frightened one. I want to see what he has on him, like what items he has on him. I'm curious about something.
He has a book on his side. He has... he has a staff on his back.
Okay. Could I argue that since he's scared, I can probably just take one of those from him?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I take the staff off of his back.
Okay.
And I absorb it to get my powers back.
You get your powers back? Yeah, it's a part of Nathalia. You can do that.
Smart.
Wow.
Yeah, it's creative thinking. You got his powers back.
Is that a free action or do I get an action now?
No, I told you there was a bonus action, so you have an action now.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right, I have several attacks now. Suck it.
Nice.
All right.
It's a smart solution. Yeah,
it's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, and now with Pointy Brock, I hit him. I'm going to hit him first once, because I think he's really low on health.
He is.
A 20, that hits, right?
That hits.
Okay. That does 12 damage.
Okay.
Is he gone?
He is gone.
Yes! Was this the original body, or does he poof into smoke because he was a clone or something?
So I was looking back. I think what it says that he doesn't sneeze for 4 hours, the effect less, but I think those are clones.
Okay. Then... as I run to the next one, because I can hit two more times, right? One action and a bonus. I would also like, I don't know if you're going to make me use one of my actions for this, but I'd like to pick up the book.
That'll be your final action.
Okay, but I get three, though. So I had used one.
Okay, you pick up a book, that's one.
I pick up the book. And you know what? I'm not going to attack the next guy. I'm going to use my last action to throw the book to Brock.
Catch it. Wait, dexterity?
I just did 20.
And I say to Brock, feast upon the word!
Oh, I'm good at feasting. I drink against.
Come on!
17.
I'm on top of this today.
That was scriptural.
Okay. It is their turn now. They're going to definitely attack Toby now. The first one's going to use a sword. That's on the 20.
Shoot.
But good luck, bro.
Feast upon the word.
Okay, I just want to point out that one of them did like 60 damage to me when I was a T-Rex.
That's 46 damage on the first attack.
Okay.
The second one. Is a 19.
I'm down.
Are you down?
I'm down.
Okay, so that's the second one that's still alive is going to go after... who is going to go after? He's going to go after Jack. He has to go after Jack.
I'm still up in a sniper's nest, apparently, with all the vines.
Okay, he's going to pull you down. No, you're not. You free yourself from the vines.
That's true. You used your axe.
I was up in the nesting. Then I jumped off.
I never said I jumped off.
All right.
Okay, he's gonna.
Oh, right. He's in control of the vines. Never mind.
Okay, so we're right next to
you. You can't hit me up here.
And now he's going to attack you. The hits. The 19 hits. Sorry. I don't know why I asked you. 19 hits.
But barely. My AC's 18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I should have asked.
Okay, and I'm assuming they're a 24. It's
just short.
Okay, that's 50 damage.
Fantastic. Good thing I became a D&D character.
All right, now it's Rob's turn.
Wait, what are you?
He's a fighter.
You're a fighter? Okay, I'm like, how does he have more health than I do?
My rare item was also an amulet of vitality.
He shouldn't. You should have a way more health than him.
we got to re-roll your stats, bud.
My rare item of choice was the Amulet of Health, which set my constitution stat to 19.
Oh
wow. That's a good move.
Yep.
I should have done that instead of... Well, I actually like being a T-Rex.
Okay. All right, Brock. Your turn, my guy.
How far is Toby from me?
Eat the book.
I'm going to absorb it.
He is 20 feet from you.
It's 20 feet from me. Okay, first I absorb the book.
Okay.
Wait, but if he just eats like a page at a time, can he like draw it out?
No, he does it the whole book.
Dang it. Squeeze the book.
I like the question, though.
They get absorbed.
Danny rewards creativity, usually.
It was a great idea.
And then I create my, what do you call it? My crystal sword, long sword.
Okay.
And then I was right in front of the person, so I'm just going to take an attack there.
Okay. Roll me an attack with your normal stats.
Okay.
You should specify that you're attacking the one that that I had tail whipped and Josh has burned.
That one.
I'm always assuming you're attacking the weaker one. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay.
Cause that's what I would do.
Okay, 20.
That hits.
Nice. 29, so 16 plus 29.
45.
45. Are they, is this an undead or a fiend?
No.
Can okay. we change it?
45.
Okay, 45 anymore. Damage, and you have another attack, by the way.
I would like to point out that if we hadn't given him clones, this fight would be over.
Yeah.
Magic potions, man. What are you going to do?
The T-Rex did a lot of carrying.
Yeah, I'm glad that I did that.
You stop one from moving completely.
Yeah. I mean, I've always said I had a big mouth. No. Okay, guys, that's my third zinger of the night.
I don't know what's wrong, man. I like internally I'm laughing, but like not externally.
Y'all are the worst crowd.
I'm concerned that that's considered a zinger. Laugh tracks. Every next joke that we don't laugh at.
Okay, and then I'm going to attack again. This is regular.
Okay.
Attack.
What'd you get in that attack?
14.
Oh, man, that miss.
Okay.
It's good damage, though.
Oh, wait. Was I rolling? Oh, I was rolling to hit. Sorry, that was damage roll. In momento. 18.
That does hit.
Oh, baby. 14 damage.
14 damage?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay. That's really good. Okay. It is going to be now back to Jack.
Pew, pew, mother trucker.
We laugh at that, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was better than my joke.
That's like the funniest thing you've said all night. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, man, I'm on fire tonight.
That's even funnier because of his gun that he has.
Wow. Everyone's really creative tonight.
Yeah, we're all so funny. Almost man, everyone. Nate's got to step it up. Man.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm really dragging the group behind.
Well, the 12 is going to be a miss, yep. But the 22, on the other hand.
It's not.
I'd hope not, because every other 22 has been a hit. 19 damage.
19 damage. All right. He's not dead yet, but he's getting there. Okay.
Someone revive me, please.
Oh, yeah. It's Gavin's turn.
So how close are the two remaining ones to each other?
I'm sorry. I was going to say you.
How close are they? What else was there to listen to?
I got a text message. I read that. I'm sorry. What's up?
It's fine. I was reading about bears. Anyway, so... how close are these two enemies to each other at this point?
They're right next to each other.
Okay, cool. Oh, once upon a time, we established that Gavin, being the king of hell or whatever the heck he is, the vessel.
Yes.
He has a staff.
He does.
And it gives him the ability to cast Fireball.
Yes.
I'm going to cast Fireball with the staff.
Heck yeah, let's do it.
I'd also like to point out one thing while he's doing this, so he's rolling damage. The flip side of having made these clones is that now we know that there are two more books and two more staffs that we could absorb.
I'm about to incinerate them. 15 for a dexterity roll.
They both fail.
Okay, cool.
Good.
They both take 36 fire damage. And if they have any resistances to it, it doesn't work because I am elemental adept. So my fire damage always does normal
damage.
That's
really cool, actually. Yes. Okay, one of them is really close. He's really knocking. All right, that's really good.
I didn't move.
Could you move?
Can I go steal something from them?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that I just hit with a fireball, I just gonna run, but I want to steal a staff from him.
Okay, let's roll. I roll a d20, you roll a d20.
Yeah, okay, man. If we tie, does that mean we stand there and like hold hands?
You have to be a 13.
I got a 14.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. You can grab whatever you want.
Okay. I grab anything. I grab his clothes. I'm just kidding.
Really make this battle interesting.
I take a staff and I back up as much as I have left movement.
Okay. It sounds good to me. All right. Next, we got a dying boy, Toby. Did anybody care for him?
I did a saving throw and I got a good one. That's it. My turn's done.
Cool.
I shot them for you.
Thank you.
It's going to be my turn now, and they are going to first attack up Brock because Brock hurt them. Nat 20.
Oh, crap.
Ouch.
Here goes another one.
It's fine.
Another one Brock bites the dust.
Brock hasn't been hurt yet.
48.
He gets crit and takes less damage than I took.
That's the way the dice be.
Miss, and now we're going to go for the second guy. And he is going to still target Brock because Brock did a lot of damage against them. Oh, that's not that 20.
Oh! Whoa. Are you serious?
Oh. Yeah, serious. I'll not make this up.
I can confirm he's also not even using the purple dye.
Oh, my gosh. Gosh.
All right, Gavin, you're going to have to solo these guys.
More fireballs!
51 damage.
50?
1 damage.
51?
Yes.
And yeah, I'm down.
Oh. And now the last attack is I go to towards Jack.
That's 3 in a row?
That's 3 in a row!
Well... That's bad.
This is where the campaign ends tonight.
46 damage.
46? Well, I'm still living.
That's my
turn. You're still up?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Okay.
It's close, but I'm still on my feet.
It's mostly. Turn.
Okay, let's see.
Death saving throw.
How I do.
That's just going to be
that was
a roll.
That is insane.
19.
All right.
Okay, good. You're good. All right. Good. Jack.
pew pew.
Shoot the weak
Don't
one.
Don't you have an action search? I think that would be the time for you to use.
Oh, I'm getting there.
Oh. Can he?
We're Did getting he, there.
He became a D&D character.
Right? Yeah,
okay, good.
He's good.
That is a nat 20.
Oh, really?
What is happening?
That wasn't even the same dice he rolled. And this is all physical dice.
15, which I assume is not a hit.
No.
But you got a nat 20, so.
Yep. That's 14 plus 4, so 18.
18 damage?
Yep.
Wait.
Plus? With
a crit?
With a crit?
Yeah, I rolled crap.
Oh, man. Well, that at least kills one of them.
I rolled 40, 10, got a 1, a 2, and a 3.
That guy's not dead yet?
No.
He was
close. He's really close.
I don't believe you when you say someone's close to being dead.
Yeah, he's like, he's really close. There's like 47 health left on the guy.
Wait, 40 is close?
No, it's not. Not when you're doing 10 damage a hit.
I guess he's not close.
All right.
Well, action surge.
Looks like he's in his 40s.
Until it's done.
Get her done.
Yep, so 20 more damage.
Okay.
Is he dead?
He is dead.
Okay.
There we go.
One I'm left.
Also going to activate my second wind feature to give me a little bit of health back.
Okay, now let's go to Gavin.
I'm using all the remaining charges on the fireball wand.
Okay, you gonna do it one more time?
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay.
Does using them all just like cast at a higher level?
Uh-huh.
Okay. He fails.
Great. This casts an 8th level fireball.
Okay, the one's gone.
He takes 47 damage. It didn't roll that great.
Okay, but he's...
Oh, yeah, you didn't roll that great.
Sorry.
He's fine. He's not bloodied.
Okay.
He's not dead?
No.
What?
It's just you two fighting right now. I guess...
Nate, check. Toby Roman.
Do another saving throw. Yep, I passed. That's 2. I'm almost back up, guys. One more round.
Okay, you pass. Okay.
Yep.
It's my turn. I think I might kill one of you.
That's perfectly likely at this point.
I'm gonna one attack on. My first attack is gonna be on Jack. That does hit. That's 23 damage. And my second thing is gonna be on Gavin. That's a 3. That misses.
Ha.
Wait, what was
23 damage to you?
Oh.
I have exactly 23 health left.
Oh, you're down.
Jack, no!
Okay, it's a 1v1 now.
It's me and this one guy.
Pammon looks at you, and after this blood battlefield goes, you are struggling against me, Gavin. Darius has an eye on you. We could use you. Come on. What do you say? You didn't get to hear my backstory.
You didn't even get to hear my backstory.
How bad is he looking?
Bad.
Bad, bad?
He's like, you're struggling with me, but you've killed 2 of me.
I believe you.
Yeah, Gavin tells him to go pound sand, and then he pulls out his decanter of endless water and shoots him with a geyser of 30 gallons of water in a straight line.
I told you.
He needs to make a DC 13 strength throw.
Okay. Oh my gosh, you got it too.
Okay. It knocks him prone and he takes 1d4 bludgeoning damage.
1d4?
Yeah.
I'll give you the full 4.
Great.
He's prone though, so if he hits
him, can I just say how beautiful this is? That the guy who like walks on grass and brings it to life versus the guy who kills everything is like one on one right now.
That's actually I didn't even.
That's why I shot him a blast of water.
Okay. All right. Now let's go.
He's prone. He has to spend a turn getting up.
Well, hold on. I want to do my last saving throw.
Yeah, it's your saving throw.
All right, I failed that. Oh no, I saved. Okay, oh no! I failed.
Okay, you failed.
I failed.
I'm gonna do a strength saving throw to see if I can get up.
Oh, okay, that's how it works.
I do, and that's all my action.
Okay, sounds good.
Both of you can roll your saves.
Let's do Jordan now.
I was about to say, failed.
Okay, Jack, is this the first time that you guys have been down this campaign?
I've been down.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember with the goblins at the beginning?
Yeah, it's true.
When he was like, little children.
That is a 19.
Okay, so now back to Gavin one more time.
I really don't want to consume stuff. I grab Stitches and I run up to him and I swing my Vorpal Blade at him.
Okay, ooh. Roll.
His neck.
Please just hit. Come on, oh, what the? Snickers, that's the wrong snack. Button. My bad, sorry. Wrong button.
Come on, John.
I rolled a 22.
Okay, roll damage. Come on, John.
And for damage, he takes...
I'll give you the full 8. 4. Danny's like, oh,
he's so close. It hurts him, but it doesn't kill him.
Keep going.
All right, my turn. I roll my saving throw. No, and
did you save already? 3 times?
No, I failed last time.
He failed. Oh, okay.
I just saved, though, and I did get my third save, so I'm back up.
You're back up. You have 1 HP.
Oh, guys.
I'll let you do 1 action.
What did I miss? All right, the guy's there. I still have all my powers now?
Yeah.
Okay. I throw my... Well, how close am I to him?
10 feet. You're not far enough.
Okay. In that case, I'm just gonna hit him with my with Pointy Brock. I'm going to do... Is it 18 hit?
Yes.
Does 12 damage kill him?
It does.
Yay! Oh,
let's go!
So this is what happened. Gavin, as you swing the sword at him, he looks at you angry because everything you stand for, your life, your help, you care about the plants, and all he cares about destroying the plants. And as he gets up, power to try to finish you off, from behind, you see Toby gain conscience. And as Toby sees that opening, you come and you stab him from behind, finish him off completely.
Suck it! I want to loot the body.
You see a staff in a book.
Is there anything else on him? Anything in his pockets? No. Any papers?
A picture of his baby?
Yes, there is. There is a little pic. There's a little notebook that says, "Plan to ruin Steve's life, step by step."
Nice, nice. Okay,
this is very well labeled.
He's got
read the steps.
36 step program to ruin this man's life.
I'll read this later. I need to bring back everyone who's down.
Okay,
I'll come help. I'll do one too.
We are currently bleeding out, so
yeah, I go much perform first aid or something.
I'll say you guys can do like the Baldur's Gate thing. Like you guys can just tell them to get up,
like walk it off.
Well, wouldn't we just do a medicine check for that?
Nah.
Okay, cool.
We can just do the Baldur's. Yeah, let's just do the Baldur's Gate thing where you're just like, come on, you're good. Yeah.
I know I'm going to regret asking this, Danny, but what about the bear?
The bear is looking behind Brock. He's getting closer and closer. There's a bear that is about to finish off Brock.
Gavin, can you like give us some fire or something to spook the bear away?
I cannot. You know what? At this point, I've used up all the charges.
Have the staff is gone.
Oh, did you turn into a DD?
The staff just has run out of charges.
Yeah, it can use, yeah.
But if I consume the staff now,
no,
can
don't
I become
that.
Me?
Don't do that because it's temporary.
How long is temporary, though? Because we're after Darius.
You won't be able to be you against Darius using that now.
Okay, never mind. I would have just used that to make you some good berries. Force feed them to you. No, you're good. Gavin just opens the decanter of endless water at the bear and shoots the bear with the water.
That works.
30 gallons of water at the bear.
And the bear just flies like rocket, like Team Rocket style.
Get away from my friend.
That was a good sound effect. I don't know what the dinosaur thing was before. That was solid.
Status was
You guys defeat him. You guys have his book, you have his staff, and you guys have his plan.
We have two books. And
two books staffs. And two staffs, thank you.
Okay, yeah, that's sure.
That means we each get to go back to our normal cells for free one more time.
Okay. Do you guys want to do any power-ups or anything to try to get more knowledge?
I would like to go to level 15.
Nope.
Dang.
I would like...
Can I just roll?
I tried.
I'd like to read the Plan to Ruin Steve's Life book that we got now that everybody's alive.
I'd like to read it too.
I would also like to celebrate with a random potion.
I give him a random potion.
All right, do another potion bit first.
How many of those do you have left?
Three. Now two.
Now two. Would you like to accept your fate?
Yes.
Okay. You are cured of any diseases you may have.
Oh, that's pretty solid.
He's like, my sciatica is gone?
You don't have diabetes anymore.
Nice.
This has been the best trip in the world for him. He came back buff, got rid of his diabetes.
Don't even get me started on all the STDs.
I was going to say, my chlamydia is gone.
Oh, gosh, dang it.
All right. You guys
want to
read?
Okay. Sorry.
Go on.
We got so much backstory of that joke. Okay.
Too much.
Okay. You guys want to read the book?
Yes, please.
Read the book.
All right. So you see this tab. Okay. So this is like a full-on like diary of like everything that's been happening for the past 30 years. You see that Darius actually contacted the descendants of the original Four Horsemen. And those are the new horsemen. This guy, Famine, he's actually a distant relative of the Famine that you guys met at the Dark Realm. And you also learn that there were actually five families that their jobs were to protect the Earth. Four of those families decided to fight Darius, and those four guys were banished to the Dark Realm. You met them, but one stayed on Earth. Steve is the final descendant of that family.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Plot relevance.
How convenient.
And then you see that Darius contacted them, and Darius made them a proposition to all these four guys, telling them that they have this incredible potential to become more than they ever wished to be. But they had to make Steve their host. So their job was to make Steve's lives as miserable as possible. You see that one of them decided to buy Steve's dad's company, and then they decided to lay off, making Steve's dad unemployed, making them go into poverty, and they had to do all sorts of difficult things. You also see that others decide to give Steve's dad all sorts of temptation, like alcohol and all that kind of stuff, to make him his life even harder as possible. And then you'll see that once they decide to create a car accident, making Steve an orphan and had to live with his uncle. And then you also see that when high school come around, every job that Steve had, they try to make sure that Steve every time got fired, he got accused of different things and make things difficult as possible. But Steve had friends that care for him. But then Darius decided to mess with their memories and making all four of you guys forget Steve. The process wasn't perfect because Darius' powers wasn't complete. You guys have memories vaguely of Steve here and there. But Darius has completely wiped Steve from your memories. That's why you guys struggle so much of remembering.
Daddy retconned it.
Yeah, I know I did because this is better.
This is better. I like this.
This is better.
This is all in the book that I'm reading?
Yes.
Oh, man.
You're crying as you flip each table.
Can we say that we're doing like a long rest while we're reading it? Like we're around a campfire?
Yeah. Oh, I've been looking for this. No, I'm not.
As you guys do all of this, you guys see that Darius has tried to make Steve's lives as miserable as possible, and he has done everything he could to make him to be in a point of his life that making a deal with Darius was his only solution, and also lead why human souls are so important, because human souls are just these magical cores, and the five families, their magical core are even stronger than anyone else. So that's why Darius needs Steve, because Steve's soul is so much powerful than anyone else. And now you know what Darius needs him. And now you guys know the rest of the plan, that he wants to grab all human race and take over the all the nine realms. Yes, I did change the backstory a little bit because I think this is better.
Then does the book say where Darius is by chance?
No, it does. It does. He's in the White House.
Ah, guys. He's in the White House.
I think we knew that, did we not?
Yeah.
Well, it's confirmed. I have it in the book.
I like that. So this is an overnight long rest.
Yes.
So the day's changed. So my wand of fireballs, I just rolled.
They do not, actually. Remember what? I told you.
What? But it says on the description.
I know, but you don't have magic anymore.
Weapon says.
Wait, does that mean that my T-Rex figurine
is gone?
It doesn't recharge?
I rolled so well.
I'm sorry.
Here's the thing: we can still absorb it, and we have two other wands.
That's true. But my wand.
If you want, you know what? You can grab the guy's staff, and you can break it, and you can use the magic of that staff to pull on your new staff. I will let you do that.
I'd rather just get all my other magic back.
Okay. Alternatively, what does the guy's staff do?
It controls the vines.
We control the vines.
That might be handy for a druid, actually.
If there are vines at the White House.
Okay, all of you guys, after you guys read the book, how you guys react? How you guys look at each other? How you guys change? You guys could swear you have members of Steve, and then something just changed the entire story. How would you guys feel about this?
Toby feels betrayed. Not betrayed, like taken advantage of, you know? Toby's upset, and I think he'd be like, I can't believe that this whole time he just removed those memories from us. We didn't even know, you know? And now Steve's in this place. He could have been like one of the group, you know, like as big as the rest of us, maybe more integral in the group, you know? And now he's gone, you know? It's, I don't know. I feel violated. It's crazy. If I didn't have a like good reason to kill him before, I do now.
I feel so bad for Steve. Gavin feels so bad for Steve.
Yeah.
He cries.
Oh. Okay. You guys want to go after Darius then?
Yes.
How are you guys going to get there?
The helicopter. They said they would take us.
We call the helicopter back.
Okay. Brock, can you call them?
Beep, boop, boop, beep.
Helicopter?
It was only four numbers.
Helicopter.
Yes. Not very many people with cell phones anymore.
Who's running the cell? Who's running these things?
One of the not very many people.
George just assumes the infrastructure remains, though the people have become zombies.
You told me to call him.
go on. That's my bad.
Okay, you're calling.
Is this General Steele?
Oh, you remember my name?
Only because I listened to the episode before.
What you need? You want
we have killed the target and need a ride to the White House ASAP.
You have? And then he looks around and he goes, oh my gosh, the zombies, the people.
Oh yeah.
Right, that was part of it.
Wait, is that why we were doing this?
Yes, Fatman created all of this.
This is nice. Good. Good move, everybody.
Did all the people come back?
All the people are back. Steve is the only person.
That's why the cell towers worked.
All the lonely people.
Everyone got back to work immediately and fixed everything.
Where do they all come from?
Where's Deborah?
We found Deborah.
She's running the cell phone tower.
If you press zero, you'll be able to talk to Deborah.
This seems like a prank. Look what you did to him. Look what you did.
I need to call you back.
You killed him.
Deborah!
Cell phone tower, how can I help you?
Your husband, he needs help.
Who are you?
It doesn't matter. Your husband is broken in half next to a Ferrari. No, wait, it's not there anymore. In the middle of the street in front of your home.
Oh dear.
Get to him ASAP.
Okay, yeah, I don't know why I'm still the cell phone tower. I just got my body back, but I'll go back there right now.
I like how you push zero and it takes you to the one cell tower in Danny's mind on the entire globe. There's a woman in Germany, and if you push zero, it contacts her.
And then, John, there's not many people left.
And then she speaks to you in perfect English.
You're forgetting the part where I don't know how long it took us to get to the Amazon, but it's gotta have been at least a couple days.
The call is being made from the Amazon.
And his husband is still there with two broken legs just sitting in the road.
The cell phone tower's in Germany.
It's a satellite phone, okay?
I give up.
No, I'm glad to have Deborah, you know, back.
She was such an important member of the team.
Yeah.
She goes.
Deborah coming in clutch.
If you ever need any pretzels, please let me know, hon. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, girl.
Oh, that's why he has her on
speed. This is full circle. Deborah is front. Did you pick that man on purpose?
Like, wait, this is the pretzel lady's husband.
The whole background.
I recognize him.
The whole background is Brock is in love with the pretzel maker's wife.
The pretzel and maker so, was 75, so his wife is probably that old, too.
We never said that. We never said that.
It makes it...
He does have a Ferrari. He could
have... It does make it make sense how I just embraced this man's life because I've been...
This was premeditated.
Have you also been sending him pizzas?
He saw the old man. He saw the old man and goes, I'm going to take...
He's like, this is a good alternative. Life from day one.
Fan art of Deborah not being accepted. Please do not send it to us. I don't want to know. I don't want to see.
Well, she's a gilf.
She's a foxy 75-year-old.
Are you going to edit that out too?
Or I don't know. Yeah.
Is this episode just? Are you going to mark this as 18 plus? Because I think you're going to violate it with this one.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
After the 50-minute mark, it becomes 18 plus.
Generous 2 shows up with his helicopters and he goes, "Get up, guys. Let's finish this."
Like, that was a cool intro.
Thank you. And, you know, the helicopter ladders comes down, and you guys can get up to the helicopter. And they're like, you guys saved the world. What next?
Gavin goes, this helicopter cannot be good for the environment. You are burning so much fuel.
No.
Right, and also...
Yes. The worlds.
To the White House.
To the White House.
From the Amazon.
So it's a weather helicopter.
In the weather helicopter.
And then you see two guys put tons of gasoline on the helicopter. And he goes, heck yeah.
They pour gasoline on the helicopter?
Not into the gas tank.
Into the helicopter.
So far, we have demonstrated we do not understand how cell towers work. We do not understand how a gas tank works. We do not understand how international travel in a helicopter works. Bears in the rainforest.
Intercontinental travel.
Oh, my bad. Yes, intercontinental
travel. From Germany to South America.
I'm sorry.
We took more than one helicopter, okay, guys? Listen,
it's life.
We don't know how time works. I'm pretty sure Lord Chu is due an episode of
That's true. You guys didn't have a time thing, but that's all right. I'm not the best writer. It's my first.
You're a fantastic writer. I just think the premise of half the crap we do is makes no sense to me.
Danny's yes and has gone too far.
Danny's like, I wrote a great story, and we were like, okay, but we're going to ruin that. Yeah.
Okay, but what if it wasn't a great story?
It was.
Well, on that note, next episode, most likely, will be our finale. Come soon to see all four boys take down Darius.
Will we make it? Will we drown in the gasoline in the helicopter? Who knows?
Will the helicopter
burst into flame on the way there?
Will Brock finally capture Deborah's heart?
Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
First time.
You know. I'm going to cut this. So what are you saying? You know I'm going to cut this part.
Yeah, I feel like this reaction right here, that's why he said it.
I think he's right. I think he wanted that out of you. I think he wanted you to do that.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.